Well, what can I say? I spoke to you yesterday and you were feeling in fine fettle, but huge congratulations. You must be absolutely delighted with that result.
Yeah, delighted with all the horses. We've had, we've got six horses here. Five horses are all finished today. They've been fantastic. CHF Cool Eyes in the intermediate championships. Couldn't be any happier with her. She tried her heart out. Very tired towards the end, but she just kept trying and plugging away. And then we had a 6th, 7th and 9th in the novice and Dos Horn Novice Championship. Some beautiful young horses, so really exciting. And it's brilliant that they've got now the retraining of racehorse class here, which I think is such a fantastic thing. I think the mare had finished 3rd in that. So obviously there's another day tomorrow with that, with a show jump again on the Sunday. But yeah, it's a brilliant venue, especially here, to be able to show that off.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great showcase. It's like a shop window, isn't it, for these horses of all levels to experience what is quite a compact, you know, intense atmosphere. And already we're seeing some great performances.
Yeah, most definitely. You go from, like, the novice horses and the intermediate horses. Like, some of them cost a lot of money, some of them don't. But especially with the training of racehorses, it's such a fantastic way to show people that they can do it with these horses that are coming off the track, and there is another life and another hope for them.
Talking about the obviously winning the intermediate championship, how special is this horse? And were you happy with all three phases in the way that she performed?
I couldn't be any happier with her. She's really tried her heart out. She's chestnut mare. She does come a lot. She comes really good in the second half of our eventing season. This is now her 3rd win in a row. She's won 2 intermediates before this. She jumped her socks off today. So yeah, couldn't be any more delighted with her.
What about the cross-country course? I mean, obviously, we've had such intense summer, and I know we had a bit of rainfall prior to the start of the event, but what about the ground and, indeed, the phases? Any combinations in particular that stood out for you?
Well, they've worked really hard here with the ground, and obviously, it's beautiful old Parkland, and actually, the going was fantastic. Obviously, like you say, with the summer, it was very warm today. The first water combination for sort of all classes is very intense, and especially with the novice and intermediate championships, turning back is quite a lot. And especially with the novice championships, having another combination coming out of that water, it's a very intense period of time. And then to lift up that small hill before you even go into the bowl in front of the main house, I mean, the horses were definitely feeling it a little bit there. And it was a really well designed course. I just think that period of intensity really did take it out of them.
But job well done, and now the focus, of course, on the final day tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Strike Smartly's done a really good test today. I'm not sure if it's PB or not, but for me, it was one of the best tests I've done with him. So delighted with him. Obviously, on show jumping tomorrow and cross country with him tomorrow, and the jumping with the RR horse.
And one of the rare occasions where you don't have an early start, because this is quite literally in your backyard.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate and very privileged to be stabled at Gatcombe Park. So we've been hacking the horses to every single thing. It is a little bit weird. Everyone's like, does it not feel like home? But actually, when you get over to the main arena here, it's so different to how it looks the rest of the year. Actually, I'm not sure the horses have a clue where they are. And I don't think I'd run one slowly around here, but at the same time, they had not a clue. And it's really nice. Obviously, there's some day boxes here, and obviously they're stabling here as well. But to be able to go back to a really nice, beautiful yard that's cool, we've got everything they could ever need there, and they could be bedded up for the night as soon as they're done. So, yeah, it makes life a lot easier anyway.